So if you as an instructor normally do some kind of presentation, possibly with slides, then you may choose to record that in whatever way you want and have that be available in, say, an asynchronous form in your course management system. So students could watch it in advance of, say, a meeting to discuss some of the finer points and troubleshoot or problem solve or raise questions. Guo and some of his colleagues in studying the lecture capture within massively organized online courses or MOOCs that were fairly popular a few years ago, they found that student attention tends to wane after about 6 minutes. Up to 6 minutes, the median attention or engagement is about 100%, that the students are watching all of it. But videos of 9 to 12 minutes saw students start to waver, with only half engaging fully in the content. And if they're 12 to 40 minutes long, then only 20% of students are engaging fully in that length of content. Now, the types of techniques we use can encourage greater student engagement in that content. So if you're concise, if you're enthusiastic, if you present information with humor and meaningfulness and purpose, it seems relevant to students, not tangential. And you use guiding questions and are more interactive in using lecture capture, then I think it can possibly help students to engage fully with even longer content. But if you want to ensure that students are engaging with the content fully, it's good to segment the video into smaller chunks of, say, 6 minutes with breaks in between, reflective questions, other types of activities potentially.